We have a short video clip before I begin my homily.
Certainly my husband makes me feel safe. My parents have always made me feel safe.
My wife Megan probably makes me feel the safest. It's nice to come home to a smiling face and have my family be there. My parents, my friends also make me feel safe.
I think definitely Ryan makes me feel safe. Just kind of taking the role on some things and just really providing that blanket of safety around our family.
Yeah, Janelle definitely brings a feeling of safety to me and the family with everything she does during the day when I'm at work, for 8-9 hours a day, knowing that our kids are in her hands and that she can take care of them and get them to where they need to go and that they're with somebody I trust.
Josh, who makes you feel safe?
My mom and dad.
All my mom and dad.
Grandma and grandpa.
Mama.
Mom, dad.
My mom and my dad.
Nobody's there for go to school, and sometimes I have activities.
And me and Jack are go to the same school. With puppers. Well, sometimes.
Are you always with mom?
No.
Are you with mom and dad all the time?
No.
Probably not.
Okay.
So I'll be traveling to every state.
You'll be traveling so much as an NHL hockey player.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Do you think you might still be living with mom and dad when you're working at Target?
Nope.
Okay, do you think you'll still live with mom and dad?
No. Maybe.
Do you think you'll still live with mom and dad?
Yeah.
Yeah? You will when you're a hard worker?
Yeah.
Do you think you'll still be living with mom and dad?
Yeah.
Yeah? You're gonna live with them your whole life?
Yeah.
Okay, that's excellent.
And then you're eventually going to die.
So we continue our homily series, Safe and Secure. Last week, the question in the video was, what makes you feel safe? And the focus was on things that make one feel safe, like blankies or money in the bank. This week's question, who makes you feel safe? And you and I, as persons, experience deeper security from loving, stable relationships than from what any other material security can offer. And yet, there's still a deeper security available to you and me. Now, we celebrate All Saints today, a solemnity, a super feast day in the church. And today, we thank the Lord for what he's done in countless men and women's lives, and honor those men and women for their generous response to the Lord. Now that gospel we heard spoke of the Beatitudes, which refers to Jesus' 8 blessed statements. Now some translate this gospel passage with using the word, happy are the blank, happy are the blank. But blessedness refers to something more than just happy-go-lucky happy or happy birthday happy. It refers to God-like happiness, an out-of-this-world happiness, divine happiness. And the saints, when they were on earth, shared deeply in the Lord's blessedness, his divine happiness, even before they passed the grave. And that's because the saints had the Lord be their safety and security, their ultimate safety and security, was in the one who is in eternal relationship, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Before there were any blankies, before there were mom and dad, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit were eternally in a secure relationship. But the Lord didn't want to keep that eternal security to himself. He created you and me to help pull us into that eternal security. God created blankies, moms and dads, to point us the way that things, other persons bring security, but ultimately the creator of blankies, of other persons, the Lord, is where ultimate security lies. Now, last week's gospel, we heard of Bartimaeus throwing aside his cloak, his blankie, if you will, to encounter Jesus. But today's first reading from the book of Revelation mentions what God's friends put on, instead of throw off, One thing that's mentioned is a white robe, a spiritual blankie, if you will. And this robe refers to the garment of grace you and I receive in baptism. They wash their robes in the blood of the Lamb. The Lamb refers to Jesus, and it's Jesus on the cross when his side is pierced, that blood flows forth, and in baptism that blood is applied to you and me to put that garment of grace onto our souls. The other thing that's mentioned is this seal. And the angel is holding the seal of the living God, which is essentially a spiritual rubber stamp that puts a stamp on our soul that claims us for the Lord and gives us a share in God's very life. And that seal is placed, it said, on the forehead, the idea that it's to be lived out and not hidden, but to be visible to others. So we're clothed with this robe of grace at baptism. We're given this spiritual seal, the spiritual stamp of the living God. And really, those are entrance garments to heaven. Just as at perhaps a wedding, to get into a wedding, to be properly dressed. The white robe, the baptismal garment, the robe of grace we receive ushers us into heaven. And that stamp, that seal, is our entrance stamp. If you've ever been to Valley Fair or other places where you walk out and they stamp you so you can get in later. I remember my family went there, and even though you can't see the stamp, at least they use it at Valley Fair. My parents would say, don't wash your hands too hard. We want to be able to get back in. But that stamp that we receive at baptism, that's our entrance into heaven. Now, all the saints we honor today, we're clothed with that same garment of grace, sealed with that same seal of the living God, and they let their garments grow whiter, let the Lord let them radiate, and let that seal penetrate, be impressed more deeply into their hearts. And that's what you and I are called to. And they give us the example of two ways in particular, how that robe of grace radiates and that seal is impressed even more, ever more deeply. Through their worship and witness, they manifest to the Lord that he is their ultimate security. That robe for worship, that seal for witness. Revelation, the book of Revelation says, in their robes they worship with acclamations, prayer, and posture. Both body and soul, their full person is worshiping the Lord. And here on earth, they worship the Lord fully, body and soul, at the same Eucharistic celebration, the same Eucharistic events that you and I approach here at this altar. The saints didn't hide their seal of the living God. They lived it out. Some of them even lived it out to the point of shedding their blood. There's countless numbers of men and women who laid down their life, beginning with St. Stephen through the centuries, St. Maximilian Kolbe and Auschwitz, and even the Christians in the Middle East who've been martyred by ISIS in this last year. Now, not everyone's called necessarily to die for the faith, but we're all called to live out that seal visibly in our daily actions, to say that I have been sealed with the Lord and I'm going to let that radiate, influence my entire life. Who brings safety and security to my life? Well, my parents, family, friends, they all bring a level of security, which is good. But the Lord offers an even deeper eternal security. The safety and security that the saints has was ultimately in the Lord. The saints are our role models of how to live out our garment of grace, to live out that seal of the living God we received at baptism. For where they are now, we hope to be one day. Eternal security begins on this earth in living in and for the Lord. And the saints show us the way how to live eternally in that eternally secure relationship today.